Concurrent planning is it is a scheme that's pioneered by Corum for babies under two and who face serious risk at home. They are placed with special foster carers while the courts decide whether the child or the baby can return to their parents.
Right, so they're placed with people that, if they can't go back to the parents, they're going to stay with.
Yes, the concurrent carers are approved both as foster carers and adopters. And the idea is that the baby stays in one family, because if the court decide that the child cannot return to the parents, the baby will remain with the carers, who then will go on to adopt the child. So the baby will have had stability throughout his childhood, will have had contact with the mother and father during the time the courts make their investigations and decisions.
So the baby's not passed from pillar to post, and it's got stability.
Not passed from pillar to post. It is the adults who have to carry the uncertainties with the child's contact with his parents during the time the courts decide is crucial. If the child is going to return home, it's important that he or she knows the parents. So the contact will be frequent, and the concurrent carers will be they will be expected to facilitate that and encourage the relationship between the child they're looking after and his parents.
And just finally, and quickly, Barbara, if parents are listening, people are listening to this morning, and feel like they can help, they can take part, what do they need to do?
They just need to phone our free number, which is 0800 052 0078.
Good stuff. Barbara, thank you for that this morning. Barbara Loder, the Adoption Partnership Manager for Corum in Cambridgeshire. If it's